Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Code blue in the White House. What successful presidents sell voters to win elections. Chapter 4, Human Psychology 101. As more fully discussed in Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, we humans have a nervous system that is first of all designed for survival and propagation of the species. Thus, we have structures that are designed for physical preservation, and then structures that are designed for higher level surviving, thriving, and spiritual development. At each level of neural organization, there are increasing abilities to synthesize information, integrate experiences, and suppress the most basic of emotions and feelings of hunger, sexual desire, and fear reactions. These brainstem and reptilian areas of the brain are deep in the central nervous system, work automatically in many respects, and are the first order of filtering our external stimulation and input. Thus, what you see, hear, taste, smell, and feel all initially go through the survival brain. And we have at least an unconscious reaction to them before our higher powers can kick in. This process is very, very fast, in fractions of a second, so fast as to be imperceptible. When we hear a speech that speaks of something scary, we perk up and become alert, because our survival and that of our family and progeny may be at stake, or the survival of our tribe. This issue of fear as a primary focus of the survival brain is fascinating to the higher parts of your brain. Theories state that we actually reward ourselves for noticing fear reactions. We have areas of our brain that are the trophy room of negatives. This trophy room can become so full and so dominant that we can forego positives for the comfort of acquiring more fear-based trophies of negative consequences. While that may not make much sense to you the way I described it, the bottom line is that when we are prompted by outside stimuli to have a fear reaction, we wake up and take note of the importance of the next things presented to us. It is like we smell the bear coming into our cave, and we then prepared to run out of the cave or stay and fight. The bear then becomes the object of fear and dread. Of course, this presupposes that we are not living in a state of harmonious communication with this theoretical bear. And the threat becomes a theoretical non-threat or welcome response. Think Smokey the Bear. So, when a politician evokes a fear response in a very deliberate way, by saying certain words in certain ways to us, after we have this unconscious survival fear response, the next words can unconsciously become the objects of dread and negativity. It is a very simple and well-known pattern. Master manipulators and even naive summer campfire storytellers know how to do this in a scary nighttime story. This response has been studied extensively by scientists and the masters of sales. It is even well known to those who want to go beyond selling ethically and trick us into buying something or some idea that is untrue and against our own better judgment. Of course, politicians and presidents would never do that to the American public. Then again, it is a fact that Secretary of State Colin Powell convinced the United Nations that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He and the Bush administration also told and sold the American public on that notion. In fact, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and there were many in the White House who knew that. But this illustrates how politicians do use fear to change perception right after they use fear to trick the brain into thinking the next words were true and something to fear. Negativity and no. At least in the English-speaking world, the use of the word no is thought to be one of the most widely used words to communicate to children about what to do or not do. Parents and guardians want to at least protect the infant, toddler, and child who may be vulnerable to a new food, non-food, traffic situation, playground hazard, etc. Learning not to do or when not to go is necessary for us all to learn and survive. These are examples of why the word no is ingrained into our brains so deeply and so often. Thus, to get the attention of a voter, using the word no in adequate numbers of times in a speech will be hitting on that deep spot, including an unconscious association of that word with an authority figure who you should pay attention to in order to enhance your personal safety. These are just a couple of the deep psychological processes going on in our brains that makes our response to candidates' messages more likely to have us favor or not favor a particular candidate. And they know it. In short, in our personal development from age 0 to 120, we go from surviving to thriving, hopefully. We begin very dependent and then move to more independence, leading to responsibility and replication. But the survival need and psychology is still there, ever cautious. You have been listening to another chapter out of the book, Code Blue in the White House, The Successful Presidents Sell Voters to Win Elections. You can buy your own copy of this book on Kindle or on Amazon by going to the website www.codebluein-the-white-house.com. That's codebluein-the-white-house.com. And continue listening to Natural Solutions with Dr. J. You will be able to hear other chapters out of this book, as well as other chapters read from the book Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, and Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic. We also have very interesting interviews with a wide variety of individuals across the professional spectrum, talking about dementia, talking about your brain, talking about health, and a wide variety of other topics that we feel will benefit you both in your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health arenas. This is Dr. J. Sordian wishing you a great day and looking forward to speaking to you again in the near future.